Lechvayd, Yedidai, Chavrei, Ha'igada Chashuvim. Good evening. I would like to give over some Devei Torah on Shav Mitzvos Bnei Noach and the Gedder for Parshas Noach. Really after Parshas Noach, but anyway. Okay. So we'll start with the Rambam. The Rambam Perek Ches Michs Malachim Malachim Yuran Yer Aleph says as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu Lehinchel HaTorah V'Mitzvos Ela LeYisrael Shenema My Rosh Kehilas Yaakov. It's only for the congregation of Yaakov. Kehilas Yaakov. U'lechol HaRoitzel LeHizgaya. Also, to whoever wants to be Megaya. Mishar HaOmis Shenema Kachem Kager. Avo Mishaloi Rotsa, someone that doesn't want to be Megayer, and Kaifanoi son, the Kabul Tayo Mitzvahs. Bechain, Bechainia doesn't mean it's the same, but it means it's different in fact. Siva Moshe Rabbeinu Piagvura. Moshe said in the name of the Abishter, Lochaf as Kalba Yoilam, the Kabul Ko, Mitzvahs, Shinestavu, Noyach, Bechom Mishaloi Kibul. Yaharig, it is a din misa. Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to kill anyone that's not makabel the Zion mitzvahs. It's a pel de gezach that the Rambam says. There's also other Rishonim that say that as well. And that's a mei de kechidish de gezach. Okay. We'll go by it then. On the Kabbalism, who I nicker get a toshiv, b'chalmakim, b'tzorach the Kabbalol of b'fnei shloisha chaverim. Has to have a bezin, b'makabal front of bezin. It's also a chiddush of the Rambam. B'chal on the Kabbalol of lamul, v'avarol of yud beis chaydish, and he didn't maul, so it's kamin sheba umis, like an apokaris between the umis. Kal makabal sheba mitzis v'nizer la saison. Now the Rambam says he's nizer to do it. This also a chiddush of the Rambam goes on both. Sai Gertoshev and Sai Chsidi Umsa'ilam, they must do it because Shetziva Behen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Batayra Vahidiyenu Alayde Moshe Rabbeinu. That the old Bnei Noach in the ancient times were Mekabalot. Avalon Asan, if he did the mitzvahs Bnei Hechra Adas, because he understands it should be done like that, ain't a Gatoshev, it's not Nishkin Gatoshev, Ben Mechsidu Umasoilam, Ela Mechachonehem, there's a Gersa. And then there's a Gersa Veloy Michachamein. He's not even Michachamein. And Mevavu Labriska says that the difference between the two Gersa is whether you make a bracha of Shechalak Michachmasai Aleim. According to the Gersa that he is from the Chacham, you may make that bracha on him. And according to the Gersa Veloy, he's not even Chachmei Umasai. Okay. I want to quote excerpts from Rabbi Simcha Kohen. One from his Meshech Chachma in Parshas Noach, and one from his Asameach in Hilchos Melachim. In Parshas Noach, he says as follows: Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Boyata v'chol beizcha el ha-teva. Hine ha-shev mitzvos shenistava adam. So he says as follows: they are musagim lenimis hamedina ba'alan haga ativius. They're needed because to have decency in a society, law and order, you have to have these seven mitzvahs. Therefore, lachen ksiv b'hen b'yitzav aleikim, and not shem havaya, shezeh mar al koyach kol hakoyches ativius. Ashamugish l'chama ayin alabir b'chlala ki yesh alikim baritz. To know that there's a God in the world. Now later on, where Noach went into the Teva separately, him and his wife, and his children and their wives went in separately. It was a separation between Zach and the Teva. So there it says already the Shem Hashem, Shem Havaya. So he says, because that was something that he did out of his own, and it's as a musig of nevuah type of thing, but it's not als mitzad animus. That was his own thing, als his sidkis, he was ishtam and tzaddik, so that's why it says the Shem Havaya. But normally these things are only Shem Alikim. Again, the Sameach says this idea in a number, in a different context altogether, but the same idea, so that's why I just want to bring it down. It says that the Malchei David, someone who kills someone without a raya brura, or b'loy hasra, even b'ed echad, so they have a shus to kill this person, the Malchei Beis David. So there's a mech comes down in Hilchos Yetzeiach, Perek Beis, he says it as well. This is in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, Mimalachim. So things that are done in order to help the community, in order for the nimus, like he said over there, and the decency of a community. So this, the Malchei Beis David were allowed to kill on their own. They cannot kill. Okay, go through a number of different cases. We won't go through that now. Okay. Now, the run in his drushes are run. That's, you know, the second run. The first run, they were both Rishonim, but this is the one that wrote on the Rif, Pirush on the Rish, and Drush Yud Aleph. Kamat says the same Gedda as well, that there's a chilik between the Melech and the Shoifet and Shoite. The Shoifet makes sure that Klal Yisrael does the halachas and the mitzvahs, Shulchan Aruch, as opposed to the Melech. He's mechadish things contemporary times, in his times, that have to become included in Torah mitzvahs, not because that's part of the Torah, but because of his own chiddush in how to keep the society together. Yeah. So here, the Achreinim Kler Shaila like this. This Kabbalah that he's Mekabel. Do you say that this is a Kabbalah's dinim b'ayfen muchlet? That it's chal, the din, geretoshavanim, it's such a chaloist that since he was Mekabel the Zion mitzvahs in front of Bezin, and he did it because Eibishter told it to Moshe Rabbeinu. So even if he's not Mekayim it later on, his halacha of Gerut Toshav still stays with him. It's a kind of a Geirus type of a thing. The Rambam says, Beferish Nisuri Bia, Perikid Gimel, Halacha Yid Zayin, that a Ger that's Chayzal Asuri, Blaib Zayid. This is a halacha that came to me over the years, one of the games that we were Megaya, was thinking of being Chayzal Asura, and I spoke to Rabbi David Feinstein about it, and he says the halachas of Chayzal Asura is rarely, if ever at all, said. Because the Ger is Ayid, and Ger is a part of Klal Yisrael, Kachem, Kager, and we don't take away his status as Ger. You can hope that he does tshuva, you could try to help him do tshuva, but it doesn't go away already. Or do we say, the second set is, do we say that no, that there's no get of chalais of the din of get toshiv. Kozman, he's staying b'kabal asai, he's amid b'kabal asai, so he has a get, a din get toshiv. He's not doing it, so he's not a get toshiv. It's not like a ger. So I just wanted to be medayik from the etzem lashon of the Rambam that we brought down before, where the Rambam mentions the halacha of the difference between ger toshiv and chesidu misa'ilam. So by ger toshiv he doesn't say anything about im asan if he did it. So by stoisa bleibt ger toshiv even if he doesn't do anything. Mashengin by the Allah of Chassidu Musaylam. So, but there, when he mentions that he has to do the things that he took upon himself. Makabel, for Nizla Soysan. One may say that Nizla Soysan goes on both, but Pashtus, it's not like that. Yeah. So, this is an interesting Shaila. We have Allah, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Ches, on the days by Yavid Kanani, Yotzim Echlal Nachri, Uklal Yisrael Loiba. So Ke'enze, it's the same thing by Ger Toshiv. It's like a Tchilas Geris, like Rabbi Gershom says in Krisis Yilam Beis, Shiesh Bek Tzaz Geris. Or no, he's a Goy Gomer. He doesn't have a Shemitz of Yiddishkeit. Elamai, we allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael between us, and it's a mitzvah l'achyosai, all because of we're being kind to him, because of the mitzvahs that he's doing. But he has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. Yeah. There's a chazanish in Yerudeya Simon Simon Chei, Oisvav, says like this. Very interesting lashon. He says, "Tzarchin, nachri shemakayim mitzvus otu, m'shashe espei, v'chi aniach tefillin if he's going to put on tefillin, v'yeshu b'sukkah." Does it have any worth? Does it have any verda? V'ef shedein matir leileishu b'kevi salat sheyish mehakol k'day shal yomdu mimaisav v'ket. We don't want these type of people among us because we don't want Klal Yisrael to learn from the bad habits while they're sitting between us and not being the Kabbalah Mitzvahs and not being a fully Yid. It's dangerous for us. So, in Toshin Lamed Gimel, there was a Kuntis of Chedush HaTorah that came out from Rav Kahanim and the Panevish Rav Zechat Zag Levachim, and he's Mechadish that the Gedder of a Ger Toshav is that it's a Mixus Geris and Sedin Yisrael. And he has to be mekabel sheva mitzvos meinoyach according to the halachas of Klal Yisrael, and not just the way he understands the sheva mitzvos. And he answers, he answers a Rashi in Yevamis Memches according to this. It says like this: Ger Toshiv chayev lishmer esa Shabbos. Why? Mishum dechala mechal Shabbos havakavi davar dezarim. So, since he's keeping himself away from Avodah Zarah, so he has to keep Shabbos also. So Tosis over there asks, Adrabah, Gosha Shabbos Chayiv Misa. So how can you say that he should even keep Shabbos? So Rav Kahneman says like this, Zicha, the Chil Shabbos, that's considered like Avodah Zarah by Goy, is not Shaykh because... Then I mitzvah on Shitav Taisus and Bukharis learns. So it must be that Ger Toshiv that was Mekabel Issa by the Zarki Yisrael, and by Yisrael is Mechal Shabbos by the Zara, and therefore he's Mechoyev in the mitzvah of Shvisa like Shabbos. Darch Lener, Lemaisa says the same exact thing as Rav Kahaneman. Lemaisa is a Makam Mechalik because the reason why, by a Jew, if he doesn't keep Shabbos, it's considered like Avodah Zarah, is because Shabbos is a icy ben yabinechem, kishesh samas Hashem, it's shmein basaharitz. So that's why it's considered avodah zara. Is it avodah zara mamish? Charinat. When they argue, because Lamaisa and Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down the Lashon of Avodah Zarah and Yaina Yaina Nesach. Still, it's a Makom Machalik, it's not so posh. Lamaisa, Vakadmoy, Rabbi Yosef Engel, and his Yaina Ashas, and Avodah Zarah over there. And Rabbi Yosef Engel says like this. And he brings an interesting Gemara. He says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Vav, Tanu Rabbanan, Namon ger toshev haya, Nevuzaradan ger tzedek haya, Nevibonav shal Sisra lamdu Torah b'Yerushalayim, Nevibonav shal Sanhedrin lamdu Torah b'Rabban, Umayin yu, Shmai Vav Talyan, the beginning of the Tanayim of Klal Yisrael. Mim dei banav shal Haman lam du tar bim nebrak. Va'afim dei banav shal oisai roshu bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachnisi tachas kampi ha'shchinah. The Ebishter was happy and wanted them to come tachas kampi ha'shchinah. So what did the malachim say? Amar malachi ha'shos and their HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you doing? Mishe hichir v'esbeischa v'sar v'eschir alecha tachnas tachas kampi ha'shchinah. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says as follows. It's mashma that on Naaman also, Naaman was a getoshev, Chazal say, nechnes tachas kamfi yashchina. And it's poshit that neinoich are not choysen tachas kamfi yashchina. Elamai, getoshev has a din of mixis Yisrael. Interesting. One may say that what's hashoas hashchina? There's two kinds of Tachas Kamp Yashchina. Tachas Kamp Yashchina, like Klal Yisrael are, and everything that we do, and everything that we say, and everything that we think, all the Maisei HaMitzvahs, and everything is Tachas Kamp Yashchina. That's Klal Yisrael. But perhaps one who does a Maisei HaMitzvah, which comes from, like the Rambam said, his Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, who heard it mipi Agvur. So that shafts kamfi hashchina in the world. That's shafts that creates hashras hashchina in the world. But like they would say in the yeshivas, that gavra doesn't become tachas kamfi hashchina. One could be mechalik. Okay. Seid gewünscht. Yashkoich for listening. Kol tov.